From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. In recent decades, countries around the world have made great progress against malaria. However, a new report from the World Health Organization says that progress is at risk. This WHO annual report looks at the global fight against the disease. It says that malaria cases are on the rise in several countries. Many countries are moving toward eliminating malaria, among them Madagascar, Senegal, and Zimbabwe. However, the WHO report warns that in others, progress has stalled. Malaria cases increased by more than 20% from 2015 to 2016 in 8 African countries, including Rwanda, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. At the same time, funding for malaria prevention and treatment has leveled off, reaching $2.7 billion in 2016. This amount is less than half of the 2020 target. Professor David Conway is from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He says money for fighting malaria has plateaued, meaning it has not increased in a long time.
That amount of funding internationally has plateaued. Possibly it's reached the realistic maximum. And it's always been assumed, indeed it's been important, that countries themselves should commit to funding malaria control. And I think the big opportunity now is for those countries to step up and realize that this is good value.
Overall, Africa continues to suffer the most from malaria. In 2016, just over 400,000 people died from the disease. This is slightly less than in 2015. However, in Africa, the malaria parasite does not yet appear to be developing drug resistance. The same cannot be said for Southeast Asia. Conway explains that there are renewed concerns that in Southeast Asia, malaria will become drug resistant in the future.
The current treatments within Africa, they work very well. There is resistance in Southeast Asia, which is spread, which is potentially going to be more of a problem in the future. Insecticide resistance has spread much more. That's the resistance in the mosquitoes.
The WHO is calling for improving the coverage of existing methods of malaria prevention, as well as an urgent investment in new tools, namely a malaria vaccine. Again, here is Professor Conway.
More research is needed to develop an effective malaria vaccine that could cover the populations that at the moment have high malaria rates and that perhaps don't use the available interventions even when they are being funded.
Several malaria vaccines are under development. Starting in 2018, the WHO is planning a major trial of the RTSS vaccine in Kenya, Ghana, and Malawi. But this latest report from the WHO warns that the world is at a crossroads. Without better funding and more effective tools to fight malaria, the progress made in recent decades could be undone. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.